Good evening from here on campus. I've been working in Collins House study a lot, and I thought it might be fun to come down to my office on campus to record this. It's a little strange being on campus when no one's around. Sometimes at night it's a bit spooky. And I, like you, I've been counting the days. It's been 42 days since we first closed campus. Hard to believe. And like many of you, I too lose track of what day of the week it is, as they are now so similar. And when I'm working at Collins House, I find myself walking around the house between meetings and email, phone calls and writing. But for me, always through the kitchen, and that's pretty dangerous. I have to watch that. First and most importantly, I hope you and your family are healthy in every way, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Each aspect of our health requires our focus and our full attention, and we must pay attention to all three. This is not easy, what we are going through. Something that I think I wrote about in one of my first community messages. Yes, we will get through this, but you shouldn't expect the other side of this to be different. We are learning too much through this process to expect everything to be the same afterwards. For me, I hope we will see vast improvements over the coming years in how we can live our lives together, changes that will emerge from the lessons we are learning now. I also want to thank you. On any given day, and particularly when I see what others are doing, I feel like I'm not doing enough. But even if all we are doing is staying home, we are supporting others and making this more manageable for everyone. I want to thank our parents for finding new ways to work at home while also supporting everyone in your family, and particularly for the families of our youngest students, as your children require so much of your time. Of course, we all thank our faculty and staff for all they are doing to support student learning, to support each other, and to support the complex business of keeping us all up and running. I also want to especially thank our students for supporting their teachers and their fellow students, as it takes all of you working together to make distance online learning successful. Thank you. And please know that I'm so impressed with what all that you are doing in your classes and for others. A while back, and it does seem like a long time ago, I set Monday, May 4th as the first possible date we might expect to be allowed to be back on campus together. As you know, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are working together to plan for our return to work. And as the number of new cases of COVID-19 finally start to decrease, we have all learned how careful we must be in our efforts to return to work so that we don't end up back where we started. All three governors have told us to stay in our homes and to physically distance ourselves until Friday, May 15th. In the last few days, these governors are beginning to introduce us to plans, phasing us back to work beginning after that May 15th day. In the first phase, they hope to open essential businesses, a two-week process after which time they will evaluate how well we are doing before opening up more businesses. Well, that takes us to May 29th, and in reality puts us in June, if at all. At last count, 31 states have decided not to reopen their schools for this academic year. You will hear over the next few days several independent schools in New York and New Jersey making the decision to close for the remainder of the year. That may be what we may also have to do, but right now I want to keep some options open. So rather than close school, I want to just wait and see what the possibilities are for us in June to bring some closure to this academic year. Our last day of classes is June 11th, and working with my team, I want some time to decide how we end the school year. So how might we bring closure to the year if we're able to return? I don't think that's possible, but maybe in very small groups over a couple of days, we could have some closure. If we can't return to campus this year, how do we facilitate everyone returning to pick up their belongings? That's a pretty complex task. And of course, what can we do to honor this year's senior class? Now, we are trying to put alternate plans in place, and we may be able to honor them in midsummer or even late summer, but we want to keep those options open to honor our seniors. And with such an uncertain June and summer ahead of us, I want to wait a bit longer before we decide how we navigate the end of this school year. So let's hang in there, knowing that, well, we might have some options available. I informed you earlier that Dr. Sharonda Brown will be making an announcement about DE360 Summer Connections Program this coming Friday, May 1st. She has been working with her team, the principals, and with me to develop ideas she will begin to share with you this Friday. And yes, I am already organizing a task force to work with me to plan for all possible options for next fall. What will next fall be like for us? Will we be required to wear masks? Will we be able to gather in large groups like in the dining hall or the auditorium? Will fall sports be affected? What are the essential elements of school, and how might we need to make changes in our structure to support these essential elements of our program until we receive the all clear for normal school? These are some of the many questions we are asking. Being prepared, I think, is critical to the success in the face of this uncertainty. Dwight Englewood School is also a very complex business, mostly a people business. That's where most of our tuition dollars go, people and community. As I wrote earlier, my team is calculating a credit towards next year's tuition, or if you're a senior, a refund for this year. We are experiencing some savings with everyone off campus, savings that we will pass along to you. For example, we are not currently paying for our on-campus police. We're also not paying for on-campus lunch. Our utility costs are lower. By the way, it's really, really cold in my office. And for those who ride the buses, so are our costs for transportation. Together, this may not be a lot, but we are planning to credit you for the savings that we are experiencing because we are not on campus. I think that this is important for us to do. More information about that will be forthcoming from our business office. Well, we continue to learn each day about how best to navigate these new situations that we are facing. The words, courage to meet the challenges of a changing world, in the last phrase of our mission statement, may never have had such specific or more timely importance. That is what I'm most proud of, our courage to face these challenges and to work together to do all we can to make it work for all of us. And it takes the first three words of our mission to make all of this possible. As a community. Let's just think for a moment about the first three words and the last three words of our mission. As a community, make it better. Personally, I think we are living our mission every day these last 42 days. And together, I know we will continue to do so as we work through all of this together. So we may not be on campus for a while, but if we take this day at a time and we maintain a relentless focus on our goals, we will not only make it through this, we will emerge stronger for our doing so. So finally, I thought I would share with you two questions that students have been asking me. First, a lot of you want to know why I have not been referring to tea throughout this experience. It's a great question. When I made the earlier decision to close our campus and move us all to distance online learning, I felt that the situation was too serious for my usual relaxing and fun comments about having some tea. No, tea will not go away, and yes, I have been drinking my share of tea these days. But let's save those for more common moments in school, like snow days. And that's the second most asked question. Now that we can continue school at home, will we ever have a snow day again? It's a great question. The answer is yes. Snow days are healthy surprises, breaks from our routine that allow us all to be children again, to take a break and play in the snow and reconnect with our families. Those are great days for tea. But keep in mind that if we ever had a major event that impacted on our ability to be on campus in the future, we now know that if needed, we can continue our learning from away. My wife, Annette, and I wish you continued health. Let's realize together that none of this is easy. And on any given day, we have to work hard to support the family and our home around us. Yes, we will emerge from this, and yes, we will all be back on campus together. But we will do so stronger, more appreciative, and in a world that I hope these events will shape into a better place for us to live and grow. We miss you all.